Hi everyone, welcome to our steering committee meeting. Today is February 19th. I almost said the 19th, I'm sorry. We're gonna review and approve February 19th.
Why don't we
Actually, we're
start
gonna
with,
do
yes.
introductions. Let's do introductions first. Why don't we start with Ron?
Ron Hernandez, co-chair of membership committee meeting.
Thomas?
Thomas Noble, government co-chair, they, them. Did I miss anything? No, I'm good. Okay.
Kira,
Kira, council staff,
Bill,
Bill Bloom, HIV Health Services, ex officio member.
Kat Tillis,
Pat, council staff,
and Chuck, which I don't see them on this on my screen. Maybe it's just me that I'm glitching.
think it's because Chuck has their camera turned off.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So maybe he's still connecting.
Oh, connecting still. Oh, there it is.
So can I ask, Kat? I thought your surname was Tadjer. Did you change it, or were they both?
So my last name used to be Tajgir and now it's Thais.
Okay, all right. I hope that's for good reason. So congratulations.
Thank you, it is.
Hi, Chuck. We're
Wait,
doing
nice.
introductions.
Finally.
So, yeah, if you
Oh,
can
okay. I'm
introduce
Chuck
yourself.
Adams, steering committee.
Great. Now we are going to review and approve February 19th draft agenda.
Great. So we have the agenda for today. And so we have a couple of items to review and approve, including this agenda and last month's agenda. Then we're reviewing and approving November's draft minutes as well as last month's draft minutes. And we have our normal items. I will be going over the full council agenda that Mark sent over, and we will be doing some bylaws and PNP review.
Any questions or additions or changes to the agenda?
Surprised Mark would let us review the bylaws, potentially change something.
Me too. But he specifically requested I go over a couple of them.
So
Okay.
this is today's agenda.
Yes.
So do we change Mark's name?
Yes, I can do that.
So I have a couple other additions. One is the Ryan White Programs Conference attendance. And the second is, do you all want me to do my usual director's report, given how much information I shared with everyone last meeting, and it's only been 4 weeks. So I wouldn't necessarily have something much new, although I could reiterate some of the hot spots. Let me know your preference when we get to that item.
Okay, anyone else? All right. So I guess hearing no changes, we approve it by consensus. Now we're going to review and approve draft November 20th and January 27th minutes, and then January 27, 2026 agenda. Ooh.
So let me throw up the January 22nd agenda first, since we're doing agendas. All right, and this is what we covered last.
All right, so any changes to this agenda? Okay, hearing none, we will approve it by consensus.
All right, and then these are the minutes for November. So I'll go through these relatively quickly. Great.
Okay. Any changes or hearing none, we'll approve it by consensus.
All right, and this is last month's minutes.
Okay, any changes? Hearing none, we'll approve it by consensus.
All right, and we're all done for that.
Wonderful. So moving on to announcements. Does anyone have announcements?
I just want to remind folks that the full council meeting time has not changed. It will remain the same time of 4 to 6:30.
Perfect. Thomas.
That reminds me. So we have it for our counselor training. We usually have the tables in kind of islands. And we just leave it the way it is and leave it the way. That way you don't have to break it down, and we'll come back in the morning and it should work. We'll put out some community chairs. You'll see it. If for some reason you're feeling really to go back to the U, knock yourself out, but I'm like, why make this hard? That's what I'm thinking. Cool.
Thank you. Any more announcements? All right. No public comment because I don't see anyone from the public present. Now we're going to hear the committee and work group reports. And we are going to start with do we have someone from community engagement? No, we don't.
No, I can go over that. So
Okay,
give me
go
one
ahead.
second. Let me just pull up the agenda really quick for that. Oh, yes. All right. So we went over our regular stuff of approving and reviewing the agenda and draft minutes. We did hear a quick recap of the HCAP report from Stephen, who joined us. And then the committee did receive an update on the needs assessment in COLA. And they should be looking at a COLA presentation next month, which is exciting. And that led us to the end of our meeting. So pretty straightforward.
Great, thank you. Now Council Affairs, and I'm assuming that Chuck will do
Yeah,
that.
that's me. We did a preview of the overdose prevention presentation from behavioral health, and we also did one for the In the Epidemics Integrated Plan from Shelley. And that'll be I mean, that's what's going to happen during the big meeting. So it all went really well.
Great. Thank you, Chuck. Membership committee from Ron.
Yeah, so we didn't have much to discuss. We had our regular boilerplate topics. We do have some people who have requested leave of absence, and we've approved those. What stood out was we were working on a membership, the mentorship program, policy and procedures. So we reviewed that because someone wanted to maybe reword it or tweak it. But after reviewing it as a group, we decided that there was really nothing to change. So it stands as is.
Right. Thank you, Ron. So moving on to meeting evaluation.
Of course, and I can go ahead and share that. Let's see. All right, can folks see this?
It's loading. Okay.
All right. So last month we had a total of 15 council members present, and we did receive a total of around 8 surveys back, so not too many. And I'll go ahead and start with the first question. The information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared me for the meeting. And everyone agreed. The meeting was run efficiently by Thomas Noble. Everyone agreed, and we did have 2 comments there. Great job, well done with the public comment. The agenda was well planned, and we had 7 people agree and 1 person somewhat agree. We had the comment say a couple of adjustments made, but was reasonable. The UCSF clinical trial update by Hannah Whitmore was informative and relevant to the HCPC. And we had 7 people agree, 1 person somewhat agree. We had a couple of comments here. Very compassionate project, although trial is not HIV AIDS specific, was prepared in her work. The HRSA mandate and discussion by Mark Molnar and Thomas Noble was actually postponed, so we didn't receive that update. However, we did have 5 people agree. And there was 1 comment, not applicable. The HIV care megatrends presentation by Bill Bloom was informative and relevant to the HCPC. And everyone agreed. We had 4 comments here. Thank you for all your work, Bill. Excellent. Great info. Very interesting. Should be a community presentation. As for the needs of council members being met during this time, everyone agreed. There was 1 comment here. Food was great. As for what worked well for the meeting or what could have been improved, we had a couple of comments here. Food was great. Organization of all the items is well done. Council staff are always well prepared and adapt if there's any unexpected changes. Well done. All went well. As for any suggestions for future presentations or training topics, desserts question mark, none at present. All right, we're working on that. We're taking everyone's comments into consideration. All right, this received an overall 9.6 rating out of 10. Any questions about this? Oh.
Would it help to
Go ahead, Ron.
have maybe our names on those? We could find it. I don't know if you want to get 100%.
Well, we actually do, they are anonymous, and we like to keep it that way so that if somebody has something that they want to share, whether it's constructive feedback or not, they can feel freely to do so. I will remind folks at this month's full council to turn those in.
Yeah, because it sounds important to us because we're reviewing it right here. But
Yeah.
I would imagine to other council members who don't really know how important it is, maybe they just need to be reminded to fill it out.
And I will do that this month.
Thank you. Thomas?
Yeah, Rod, I had a similar question, to tell you the truth. Just, I mean, part of me is just like, do we put a lot of energy into that or not? Like, do we really try to get the evaluations in? Because they do feel like for a while now, they're pretty much in the nines, and there's never been anything where we're like, oh, that was really helpful for a minute, right? So Obviously, getting more would be great, but do you know really working hard to get more nines, is that does that is the juice worth the squeeze is my question to the group. So yeah, and kind of alienating people by, I feel like almost a passive not filling it out. People are content with what's going on.
Well, Thomas, I think our funder would want to see their evaluation. And this is a pretty tried and true way of doing it. The thing I was thinking about was, you guys may have tried this already, but what if there was two options? So in addition to filling it out afterwards electronically, what about just giving hard copies and say, if you'd prefer, please take a moment. Otherwise, please make sure. But maybe for folks that are have as much computer access or just don't read their emails, that might get the numbers up. The other piece I was going to suggest is, we had talked at some point, particularly if there's positive feedback for our outside presenters, just to kind of more routinely share that with them, especially those that we've asked. So I think that could be another thing. Like, also, if you liked it, just to go to what you're talking about, Thomas, if you really liked it, could you take a second just to write a few words so we can let the presenter know and give them some praise? Maybe that will also help people kind of be more motivated to fill it out, particularly if they were happy with it.
I thought you guys did provide a written copy and electronic copy.
Yes, we provide both.
Okay. Are they just on the,
On the table.
yeah.
Yeah. What I could do actually this time around for this month is hold on to those evaluations and then pass them out to council members towards the beginning or during the break. So that way I ensure that all council members receive one.
Or just announce it and see who wants to take a hard copy. I mean, because I definitely prefer to do the one online than to carry another paper with me. Right? So.
Bill, and you're kind of saying that the feds are the this kind of, are they going to look at how many we get, or are they just, is
It's the luck of the draw. I don't think
it?
we would just get a recommendation, but it's also a little bit walking the walk, Thomas. Like in DPH, we always tell all our CBOs that they should be evaluated. So it's just modeling what we think is important. So, but I think also just saying, we do look at this as, so if there's something you'd like to change, this is really a venue to do it. Or if you're really with happy how things are, you can do it in 30 seconds. Here's the paper.
Every year
But
around, sorry, go ahead, Irma.
what I was going to say is that, so you said you had 16 members present, right? And we received how many evals?
Yeah, so we had 15 council members present and we received
Oh,
eight.
15. So that's 50%. So 50% is not bad. I mean, are we aiming for what, 80%? Is that what we want?
In an ideal world, we would get one from each council member.
Yeah, but I mean,
But that's
but
really
in
shooting for the
theory.
stars.
Okay, so yeah.
It's been a long time since we've had a kind of, please fill them out. These are important. This is what we do.
Yeah, I think we should
A
say
few options
something.
here, just to,
I can
kind of.
also explain, because I think Ron brought up a really good point that for a lot of members that aren't in this committee, they don't really know why or what they're filling the evaluation for, really. So I can kind of bring up and share that at steering, we actually review them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen.
Okay.
That's
All
a great
right.
idea.
I mean, you
Great
guys have made it
feedback.
pretty painless. It takes a minute to do if you don't want to comment. Literally, just check, 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 right?
Yeah. Okay, so no more comments. All right. So we're going to move into item number 7, full council agenda. And I'm assuming Kira is going to be presenting.
Yes, so let me share my screen really quick. All right. Can folks see this?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So this is the draft agenda that we have for this coming Monday. And as Kat mentioned, It does begin at six at four, sorry, and ends at 6:30. It's our regular time. So we have our normal items to begin with. Under general updates, we will hear from Bill, Thomas, Lee, and Leroy.
So
We
this
are,
actually, I'm
go
sorry.
ahead.
No,
Oh, yes, you
this
wanted
is
to
what I
mention
was
something,
gonna
correct?
suggest not, or I could talk about the, well, let me let you finish and then we can talk that through.
No, go ahead. I think this is the perfect time to do that.
I think there's big things going on, but nothing that's changed. We literally met 4 weeks ago and the megatrends had like everything in it. So I'm really just curious to hear from you. I mean, I can do a recap of what I already presented. I fear just it ends up a lot of talking. And what I would suggest instead is maybe 5 minutes to talk about the Ryan White program, so the Ryan White program's conference. And that also has a component here or in with the co-chairs. So pending the availability of funds, I have to hedge it a little bit like that. There is an interest in having one unaffiliated consumer, one administrator from the planning council, and one co-chair. So one, is there some interest on the part of any planning council members to attend if there is funds, if we can find the funds? And two, if there's more than one, what process do you guys want to use to determine who that is this year? And the conference is the first week in August. I think it's 4th to the 7th.
So,
For a
Bill,
while. Yeah, go ahead.
no, can you say those three groups again? So, administrator is staff. Is
So
that how I?
this is specific to planning council. Yes. So administration is one staff person,
Okay.
and co-chair is another person. There isn't further specification whether it's a consumer co-chair, a DPH co-chair, or a community co-chair. That's open. And then a consumer and a non-affiliated consumer member. So those are the three. Again, it's really I'm trying to get to see if anyone's really interested in the passionate because it's not going to be easy to get this many positions through, but I think I at least want to start to know, like if no one wants to go, then it's pretty easy. If 10 people feel passionate, then I of course would push harder if there is resistance to it. So I'm hoping to get a temperature check of what the interest level is.
I don't mind going, but I also would prefer that somebody else go as a co-chair. A community member is how I should say that, maybe. So Irma, I feel like it's you and I at the moment
Okay.
standing. So if you have interest in going, I would
Sure.
encourage you to take that.
Yeah. No problem.
Great.
Remember, that's a yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yay. And then for an unaligned consumer, I'm not quite sure.
My thought was to have a little bit of thinking of a process to see one if there is interest. And if there is a lot of interest to ask to say take down the names and then have some process that feels fair where that could be kind of determined, like a group just kind of look at it, maybe have three or four questions to ask folks, like have you ever been before, what frequency, what why you want to go, what would you bring back to the planning council, just a little something, and then some folks to decide. And then if there's a lot of interest, then I will push hard quickly to get a yes or a no if we can send somebody.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a perfect protocol to establish.
So would you all like me to announce that, or does one of you as a co-chair or someone else want to announce that?
Why don't you announce?
Okay. All right. And are you ha happy for me to do that in lieu of my monthly presentation, or are people dying for a monthly presentation? And I will grumbly but happily put it together if you want it.
So, Bill, I feel like you and I maybe should touch base. I just feel like the funding stuff. I mean, the death cap mushroom thing we were going to kind of send out because we've kind of gotten orders to make sure that that is present for community members. But yeah, I don't know.
Thomas, I shared at my report last month everything that's going on. and the dates of all of it. And I maybe you've seen it. I haven't seen, I think it's going to be coming soon, but it hasn't hit yet. So I can certainly, again, I'm willing to do it. I just don't want to waste people's time and paper. So given that, do people feel like they want to see the budget scenario piece again? And I could represent that, and I could also represent the Ryan White funding stuff if people want to hear that again.
I'm not getting a strong sense that people want to hear
Well,
it again.
no.
Go ahead,
I
Irma.
have no preference. It's whichever the majority decides. But I
Chuck.
think it's helpful to actually get a refresher about, I am on my end. I know that Bill has presented during the co-chair meetings, but when you do it remotely, you miss a lot of a lot of the what's happening on the floor because of the sound. So, but that's just me, It was only two other one more person who did it remotely last month. So,
Right. So, Ron and Chuck, what is your guys' pleasures for this?
I think you're fine without presenting anything else this time, and
Okay.
when the news comes through in the next couple of months, then it'll be front forward anyway.
Yeah, and if there's real-time stuff that happens, you guys remember that hear different things, 40 and $50 million in addition to the $70 million cut. If that happens real time and it impacts HIV services, I would let, I would let you guys know as soon as I could. So if that does happen, it really is a question mark. It's pendulum swings one way and swings the other. So I only think, I'm glad to hear that because I was going to bring a small supply of Ativan to every time I present this information, just watch all the energy drain out of the room. So at that level, I'm happy, but I'll be available if people want to ask about it. So we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
So, do you want to add that in under the general updates, or do you want me just to announce it about the conference?
So you're not gonna, what I'm understanding is you won't have an update from HHS.
Correct. And suggesting instead, or as a separate agenda item, the Ryan White Program's annual conference attendance.
All right. So let me highlight this and then I'll report back to Mark so we can figure out the wording. Or if he wants to keep it HHS, which I doubt it, but we can update that.
Okay. So
Perfect.
I'll plan here, unless I hear differently from you, whatever you guys make sense will be there, and that's where I'll surface this information unless. Okay.
Yeah. He put 25 minutes for this, which I think is enough time.
Yeah, Thomas, are you going to also mention the $8 million cut in your update?
That's what I was just kind of struggling with, to tell you the truth,
Yeah.
because I do feel like where'd you get 8 million?
That's very
Like,
Google.
feel like there's all these different numbers floating around. So there's 17 million, there's 8 million, there's 50 million. So that's where I'm like, So no, Ron, to answer that question. But you obviously are curious about that. And specifically, do you have any more context on where you got the number 8 million? Or Bill, does that resonate with you, that number?
I'm trying to remember. I thought I did hear an eight number, but not in terms of thrown out and cuts, in terms of some funding amount. And we should just clarify.
Oh, I know what it is.
Go ahead.
It's the CDC contracts, the SHIPS grant, the STI
Yeah,
grant. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it is. That's another proposed round of cuts proposed by the feds. That's not local
Yeah,
level.
exactly.
And
Wow.
people are fighting it. But Thomas, maybe you should give an update on that because I think if
Yeah.
Ron that question.
We
And if
didn't
you
even
want, I
that.
can help you think it through.
Okay, I appreciate
While I'm
that, Bill.
sure Ron is, if there's a proposal, it's being fought back. It's largely being fought back by state attorney generals. The cuts are targeted, it appears, to only Democratic states. And so people are fighting it, but there's a real chance it could happen.
We met with our project officers this morning, and she said that I can't remember the word she used. It was something like it was reversed, but it didn't sound like a retracted, I think might be the word she used.
Did you use temporarily rescinded?
She didn't use the word temporary. That was the part that was, I'm like, what
Use the
does that
word
mean?
rescinded? Should you use the word?
Rescinded might be the word she actually used
Okay.
now. But it didn't, it also sound like in 2 days it could be redone. You know, it wasn't as if it was permanently rescinded.
I think
That's
they
where I
no, they
was
put
like,
it they no the I think it was the judge put a temporary hold on,
14 day. Yeah.
and then I
Yeah.
actually I think that got extended till March, so I think it's maybe like 4 weeks now. Ron, it's still in play. It sounds like you would like to hear about it.
I would.
Sounds good. We'll try to put together a sentence or two just so we have a little bit of information. Thanks, Val. And thanks, Bill.
And just for you guys to know, HIV prevention and HIV care sit on exactly opposite sides of the organizational structure of DPH. So if we have different informations and different marching orders, it's not one of us is more beloved or necessarily closer to people who make decisions. It's just we are as far apart from one another as we could be, except if we were in a one of the hospitals. So we
Wow.
talk a lot, but it's hard to even keep up because it goes differently.
Well,
I
then
would
moving on. Oh, go ahead.
just say, for the most part, Ron, that 8 million though is not client facing, or it's not services based for the most part for us. I think the San Francisco AIDS Foundation and SFCHC may have some services that are in that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's terrible.
Primary prevention.
All right. So no more comments.
All right, and then we have the overdose prevention presentation that we'll receive from Emily and Rob. And after the break, we'll actually welcome back Shelley Pacente for the End the Epidemics discussion. And then Mark will present on the eligibility criteria and definitions, and that is noted as a vote. And then we have our next meeting occurring on Monday, March 23rd. From 4 p.m. until 6:30. So let me change that really quick. All right.
And I have a question for the next meeting. Is Thomas, so technically it's only me and Thomas is going to be in the rotation until
Oh yes, until
Zachary. When is Zachary coming back? Do we know?
their LOA is technically up this month, but there is the chance that they might want or need longer. So I won't know until after full council.
Okay.
Irma, why don't we plan from me to facilitate as long as I'm in town. I just wouldn't want Zachary
For
to
next
come.
month.
Yeah,
For next month. Okay, sounds great.
I want Zachary to come back, and all of a sudden also have to facilitate. That might
Okay, and
just be
then
a little jarring.
Zachary can facilitate the following.
We'll figure it
No.
out.
Okay,
Yeah,
sounds good.
and I appreciate you doing the heavy lifting with a lot of facilitation.
It's fine, except that it's going to be challenging for me to come into the city because I'm going to be working full time and my hours are changing. So, but we can talk about it later.
I'm happy to do whatever's
Yeah.
needed, so I'll got your
Okay,
back.
cool. Thank you.
And then just to acknowledge, I will be late on Monday just because I will be wrapping up my training at 4:30 in the
Oh,
basement. So,
okay.
but I'll be there.
That's perfect.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Irma and Thomas.
Yes, no problem. Thank you.
All right.
So we are going to review the bylaws and policies and procedures.
Yes, and I can also share that. So we're going over a couple. So let me go ahead and share my screen once more. Let me pull up those bylaws that we have. All right. I have council staff roles and responsibilities, public community policy, I think that is, and the Yahoo group. So let's start with the Yahoo group.
Is there a Yahoo group?
So, funny enough, there is no Yahoo group anymore. It's I think cat it's the IO group.
Yes, Groups.io, I believe.
Yes, there you go.
IO.
Yes. which is essentially a subscription that you can be asked to be added, and they receive any folks can send in anything that they want sent out to the group who is whoever subscribed. And then Kat goes through that and she either approves or denies it. But yes, no longer a Yahoo group.
So is it safe to assume that you could just paste over or cover Yahoo group and put whatever IO is it?
Yes.
Can't
It's
we? My instinct is to name it versus brand it, put a brand name. Does that make sense?
Yes.
A community outreach group, or I don't know what the name would be, but I know y'all call it the Yahoo group, so it's a little bit hard to kind of, that's just kind of a historic thing. So I almost feel like you should name it and then words that make sense, but.
I like we call it a distribution list a lot.
That works for me. Community distribution list.
Policy, yeah.
Community, let's do that. Community distribution list policy. All right, so the San Francisco EMA, HIV Community Planning Council, no longer Yahoo Group. Is to be used as one means of dissemination of council information, required public notices and agendas, and any other information pertinent for the planning council and the planning groups in Marin and San Mateo counties. Occasionally, job opportunities, events, or trainings that may be of direct educational advocacy interest to the HIV community may be sent out to the group. This will be done at the discretion of council staff and the council co-chairs. This doesn't really, this is actually, from what I know, it is done at the discretion of council staff entirely. So is it fair to take off that last portion?
Yeah. How much involvement do council co-chairs have with this?
I don't think any, correct? Co-chairs?
No. We haven't really even known about.
Yeah, you're right, Emma.
So is it okay to take that off? Or would council co-chairs like to start beginning reviewing those requests?
I mean, it
It's
would take
okay.
longer. I think it would take longer for something to be approved because technically we only meet once a month. So I think that, in my opinion, it's best if this staff handles that.
Okay.
I can see historically where that may have come from. And that need is no longer present.
Right. Anything else that folks would like to change about these two paragraphs?
Is there so? I feel like that, yeah, I think it's fine. It says Yahoo group there, so.
The one thought I have on this is consider changing the word inappropriate to not relevant to council business.
Which paragraph are you looking at, though?
I'm sorry, I'm looking third paragraph,
Oh,
first
okay.
line, fourth word.
Isn't any kind of percentage and I'm sad.
Oh, inappropriate, now the third word.
Third line.
Items that support a course of
Relevant,
students or
yeah.
any other items considered What did you want to replace it with?
But not relevant to council business.
Maybe this isn't related to council business.
It's another Yahoo group there.
Oh, I see it. Council staff will be responsible for moderating the group messages and maintaining the membership of the group. Anyone is allowed to join the group, and a link to join is available. We actually don't have a link, but you can always ask CATS, so council staff,
I
to
think there
join.
might be a link on the website, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let me check.
If a member of the.
Yes, there is a link on the website.
Okay. Council. No, community.
Can you put that link in here?
At all times. Anyways, do you want me to link it?
I don't know. Is this it, would that work? Yeah.
I can send you the link if you'd like, Kira.
Yes, please. Anyone is allowed to join the crew and a link to join as well. So it's like a member of the community distribution list group attends a message to the group contract as policy and 3 times. An email will be sent to the new forming. Yeah. This one's pretty short. Any other
I
updates
just
from
have
the
a
group?
couple of questions there. This is the group to think about. Do you really want to do this 3 times? And if do you want to make 3 times the limits rather than can to make it will?
Oh, okay. Will be removed from the group involuntarily.
I don't necessarily have a conclusion on it, but do you want to be stuck with 3 times with having to say no to the person?
You're saying do it last bill once or twice?
Or not include a description of the time.
Would say more
Right?
than once, like you get one shot and then you don't do it. It's never a problem till it's a problem. And then just oftentimes people will really look through this. Why are you doing this? And they'll really look at this wording. So I think you might want to make it more airtight. You guys haven't had much problem with people both asking or this. Have you guys historically had much
Yeah, I
problem?
was gonna ask Kat, because we don't typically, from what I remember, we don't typically have too many messages come in throughout the month. Has that changed, Kat?
No, I would say we mostly get messages from Andy Stone, maybe once or twice a month. There's not a ton that comes to this group.
I know once or twice I've used it. You haven't had to edit me out, so. But it's up to you guys. I think they're both good things. I'm just more concerned with just how much. I mean, it seems to be once you'd sit and explain it, and then you could also say to the person, listen, if I will have to review it. Perhaps you and I can talk if you have a question about the ability to submit something, or maybe you want to bump that to Mark, just so you're not, so it doesn't drag on. But again, that's a suggestion, a gently worded one as opposed to a strong one.
I'm happy to change this to more than 2 times because I'm assuming then 3 times the charm.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 time could be an accident, second time, 2 or more. Two, I don't know. Does the involuntary from the group need to be there? Will be removed, period. Feel like that just feels inflammatory language. Will be removed, permanent record.
Maybe we should use their
Yeah, instead of his or her, they're right.
instead of his or her.
Yeah.
Pets.
Right, anything else?
No, this is good.
All right, hearing none, I'll go ahead and strip. All right, I've saved it, and now we can move on to the next one. So let's go ahead and do council staff roles and responsibilities.
Good that Mark's not here.
I
We can add in stuff here for him.
Council staff is responsible for several activities related to the community planning process. The following describes council staff roles and responsibilities as related to HCPC work and described in government documents, the HCPC bylaws, and elsewhere in this manual. So, council staff is responsible for the administrative and logical tasks related to community planning, as well as providing technical support to the HCPC, the steering committee, committees, and work groups. All right, so roles and responsibilities. Type and post meeting agendas in accordance with state and local ordinances regarding open meetings. Distribute meeting agendas and supporting materials, including minutes of preceding meetings, to HCPC members prior to council, steering committee, and work group meetings. Gather and present information and data as requested by the council and its committees and work groups. Assist the steering committee, committees, and work group chairs and co-chairs in developing agendas and managing working group activities. Ensure accomplishment of the five core objectives of community planning as outlined in the CDC and HRSA mandates. Collaborate with the health department, council leadership, council members, community stakeholders, and other parties as appropriate. I think there are a couple more. Oh no, that's it. So those are the quick roles and responsibilities.
I'm assuming this isn't intended to be comprehensive.
No. I mean, I would hope folks know we clearly go above and beyond this.
Do you know what the five core objectives are?
I know, I've never heard of that either. I was
Ensure
like,
accomplishment of five core objective screen.
I Google it while we're talking.
No.
I think that's on the CDC side. I could be wrong. But I've never heard it framed that way. So two things. One is to figure out what that is and list them, or two, just change the five all for all HRSA have and CDC related requirements.
Which I functioned of.
Yeah.
Did you Google it, Thomas?
I did. Consent, confidentiality, counseling, correct results, and connection. And it is a Bill's right. It's a CDC thing. Five core overarching objectives and a global HIV response.
All right, let me make a quick comment to this if I can find it. There we go. You said to change it to all objectives?
All so I wouldn't I don't
Wired or
objectives even isn't it requirements
yeah.
all legislatively required mandates from pertinent legislation including HRSA HAB and CCC. I also Kira, I don't think it would be a bad thing to list them all out, but if you wanted to do a quick thing here, required legislative mandates.
Okay. Venture accomplishment. Let me close this one quick. Of mandates, ensure health of all required mandates like community planning as outlined in the CDC and HRSA mandates.
So is the are all the other activities y'all do written down somewhere else? Do you know what I mean? Is that part of the contract bill
It
or
is in it, and I'm thinking here if you put CDC and HRSA right after required, and then you could take them out at the end. CDC and HRSA. So go to the word required on that bullet and then add in CDC and HRSA.
sorry. This comment is making it hard. All right, all required CDC and HRSA, which are mandates of community planning.
Or planning councils. So after mandates, yeah, get rid of all that now and go all the way back to the next sentence, mandates. Yeah, and then write for planning for community planning councils. Or HIV community planning councils.
All right.
And maybe make it plural because it applies to all and councils. Your last word there, make that plural. I think you got
Also, Kira, just a formatting thing. Can you change that period to a semicolon? I'm so
Oh,
sorry.
no, I love this. Okay. That one? Thank you.
and no.
Yeah.
Consistency.
Hey.
In answer to Thomas's question, yes, there will be someone at the next review that will check the review these policies and procedures.
No, it's
We
not so
love
much
to
that
hire
bill.
people that look at these.
All the other stuff that council does, like, they orientate new members and, just the
They love to look at these policies. I've met four of them. They all love to look at these policies. So it's good that we're doing them.
Oh, I know so much this, but is it where else is it written down specifically what council does?
It's
Or
in the
council stuff?
legislation, and you could pull a lot of this if we wanted to do it, which would be the right way. A couple of things we could crib off of another planning council. And I know Mark knows him, and if not, I can ask. So you just kind of see what their guidelines are, or we could put them together. So you guys have to lose like the prioritization and allocation. You have to have a series of presentations. You have to ensure
Exactly.
diversity and representation, all the planning councils. You have to conduct the recipient review. So I don't know, we'll really put everyone to sleep. So if we want to go that route, we should probably take it offline and bring it back for steering once we have it.
That's a good idea.
I'm feeling it ain't broke, so like I'm good with what we got. I was just more curious, like if somebody said, oh, what is the council do, it's like, oh, here's the list of all the activities that they've been asked to maintain. Not that I'm going to rush home and read it or anything. I was just, again, more of a curiosity than personally, that's the way I feel. I don't know, Chuck or Ron, Irma.
Oh, I'm just thinking of the bullet point that should discuss food.
Rodney, don't want to put that there because we moved it over to general fund because it's an unallowable activity. So this one we're keeping on the QT. Yeah.
I was thinking though something like, another bullet like Mark Molnar will bring donuts to each meeting. Sprinkled donuts, be specific.
All right, how do folks feel about this besides the donut portion?
Hungry. Looks good.
All right. Well, then I will go ahead and save this and send it off to Mark, and we can go ahead and move on to the last one, which is public communications policy. All right. The San Francisco EMA HIV Community Planning Council shall maintain positive media relations and accurate public information messages through designated spokespersons, professional media contacts, coordinated and reviewed information, and consistent public relations strategies. All council meetings are open to the public and are conducted in accordance with the San Francisco Sunshine Ordinance. The purpose is to provide accurate and timely information to the community, media, or others who may request information about the HIV Community Planning Council meetings, activities, or planning processes relating to services supported with CDC and or HRSA funds, or general information about HIV in the San Francisco EMA. Anything about that that we want to change before moving on to the next portion?
I don't really understand the first paragraph.
I was a little confused as well. We don't, not that I know of, we don't, we only have our website. We don't have
A
a
spokesperson.
spokesperson, per se, or
I would
me.
assume it's Mark.
Yeah.
So to that end, Carrie, we might want to add websites to that message of public information. And maybe get rid of messages. I think that's what's confusing to me. So retain public information through our website or through its website or through the website.
Website.
And designated persons. Professional media contacts. I'm not, does that need to be in there? And if so, why?
I'm unaware of our professional media contacts.
So is that responding to, in order and in order to respond to the public
To
and media?
inquiries.
Yeah, in order to respond to inquiries from, maybe that's a better way to do that.
Website.
Maybe okay. So after website, there where you have the cursor there, make that an and. And then after spokesperson, in order to, after go two more words, in order to keep the public informed and respond to media inquiries related to the Planning Council's business.
Related.
Related, sorry, to
The council's business.
counts.
Maybe you want to add after media and personal inquiries, media or and other inquiries.
Media.
And other. And then I would stop. I would stop there and consider getting rid of the rest of all. Unless I don't, that's hard for me to understand what that means. Coordinated and reviewed information by whom. And so I think if you stop there, you at the end of business, you have it related to the council's business, period. Now the next paragraph, I don't know if you want to list also, the State Brown Act. Do you guys know if why the decision was not to list them both?
This
Considering that too.
was, think it says, this was last reviewed in 2017. So I'm not sure.
Let's take a little look at the Brown. You might maybe just put it out there and check with Mark. He should know that. Like, do you want to add in the Brown Act? So the Brown Act is a state act, which is similar but has some differences from the Sunshine.
In the first paragraph, the word maintain positive media relations. Does the word positive? It seems odd. Just delete the word positive. Maintain media relations. Unless you all choose to go negative.
And maybe you want to, maybe you, and so it's a strange verb, maintain accurate public figure, accurate information. So maybe on that same first sentence before before accurate, before accurate provide and provide.
Accurate public information to the website and the least first person in order.
I actually don't know who this applies to, by the way. So it says HCPC.
So Mark, I'm thinking, what if the VAR, or I'm sorry, Thomas, if the VAR reaches out and says, hey, we want to hear da 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 da, the planning council might say, yes, our meeting is this, and we voted on that, and it would assume go for the designated spokesperson, or you'd refer them to the website where they could get the information.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. That's
Is that kind of what you guys have you guys dealt with stuff from VAR, the Chronicle? Has anyone ever reached out to you guys?
not to me nor Katz. Maybe to Mark, and he didn't tell us.
I think that's what was I was wondering too, Bill, like specifically who and are is it Mark? Is it you? Is it me? Is it staff? It doesn't need to be defined. That's just all I was thinking about.
No.
Like, it's like, oh, I don't really still quite understand how this would work if it happened.
I think this is one of those policies that it's if it happened. We don't typically get
Right.
media public
Reports.
communications
Yeah.
inquiries.
Well, I think what's helpful about this is we wouldn't necessarily want one planning council member to speak for the whole planning council, so we would want them to speak for their own experiences on it or their thoughts about it. But if there was some sort of planning council comment, then there would be some sort of
Right.
process where there was the co-chairs. Thomas, I don't think it would be you or me as DPH folks. I think we draw a bright
Yeah, they
line there.
have.
Whether it was the co-chairs or whether it was Mark as the director of planning council support. But I think we could leave that more. I think we would just get together and do an emergency phone call or the whole steering committee. I think we could figure out a process for that if it happened.
All right, moving down. Procedures, media contact. All media requests for information shall be referred to the following spokesperson. Oh, here we go. The council co-chairs or their designee shall serve as the official spokesperson for all inquiries related to the council, its bylaws, legislative mandates, priority setting or resource allocation processes, or policies and procedures related to conflict of interest, confidentiality, and grievances. Be a member of the steering committee or council staff shall serve as the official spokesperson for inquiries related to recruitment, special events, or activities or public information campaigns. Council staff shall serve as the official spokesperson for inquiries related to general operations or logistics, e.g., meeting time, location, etc. D. All inquiries related to the grant application and award will be referred to the San Francisco Department of Public Health, the grantee, for response. E. Inquiries related to HIV epidemiological data or general statistic information for the San Francisco EMA will be referred to the grantee.
DPH.
Yes, which is DPH.
So maybe we should put DPH.
Any updates here?
Bill, does that work? The
For me, it works. Yeah, I didn't. Did you have
D.
or something.
I was just always thinking about comms, but I don't know when we would activate comms on our end.
Oh, I think if it was referred to us, it means that we would handle it to get the response. I would look at it, and then if it looked like it, was something that needed to have comms on, I would do that beforehand. I think if we put comms there as a starting point, they're going to get annoyed that everything goes to them. Like, why isn't Jeff handling this? So we should probably like assess it and then figure out the response.
Great.
So then moving on. Whenever a council member communicates with the news media or appears at a public meeting or before another city department to discuss existing or proposed council policy, the council member will make every reasonable effort to explain to the council's audience whether the council member is expressing an opinion, view, or position that is the individual council members, or a view, position, or opinion of the council as a whole. Three, council staff will track relevant articles and reporting regarding council business and post links on the council's website.
Sorry, I thought that I liked the terminology earlier about council business, I think. So whenever the council member communicates with news media and appears at public meetings before city departments to discuss existing or proposed council policies, I just council business seems a little bit more
Right.
yeah.
To discuss council business.
What did you say, Bill?
No, so council
Business
business.
relevant.
Council
Okay.
business sounds good. So I think the only thing I'm a little confused on here, it seems to me on the one hand, we're asking the council member to kind of clarify that this is my opinion, Bill. I'm on the planning council, and as a member of the planning council, this is mine. When you get to the end of it, it says, or opinion of the council as a whole. I don't think the council has one opinion on anything in the planet. There was a diversity, but it's maybe decision. So maybe to or the council members. So after the view of that is the council members, period. And then the next sentence is, designated, co-chairs. Co-chairs will speak. Inquiry should, for the planning council decisions as a whole should be directed to the co-chairs or something. So I think what we want to say is, I, Bill Bloom, is, and I can go opinion. I am, a citizen of San Francisco, a resident of San Francisco. And I'm served on the planning council. My opinion is versus I'm blah 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 blah, and the planning council says we're never going to fund housing services. Right? I think we want to make that bright line. At least that's what I'm thinking the purpose of this is.
How do folks feel about that?
I think it's very relevant moving forward if we did with Nico's case that the council members involved in that group to go and meet with them, that they have this in mind.
So should we update this wording then?
If you like what I'm saying, I think if you go to the second to last line and go from the right to the left and get to the word members. And then after that, you could take off or view a position of the county as a whole. That's the first edit, so take that off. No, whether the council member is expressing view or position that is held by the individual council member. That
That is.
is held by the individual council member. There you go. All right, so we're asking people, don't speak for the council as a whole unless you've been delegated to do so. So you can absolutely say you're a council member and you have an opinion, but don't say your opinion is the council's.
Any other updates?
No, it looks good.
And I think, oh, ha ha ha, we have one more page.
Oh, no.
All right, almost there. Marketing or public information. One, all marketing or public information materials developed by a standing committee of the council shall be reviewed by the co-chairs of the respective committee or designated representative prior to publication or posting in the community. Two, all marketing or public information materials not developed by a standing committee of the council, such as job descriptions, requests for proposals, public service announcements, or general information, shall be reviewed by council staff in consultation with appropriate council stakeholders as needed prior to the publication or posting in the community. And three, the council may contract with another provider to disseminate information about the council and its activities. Any update to this?
I feel like we don't do a lot of marketing, right? Other than the
No.
outreach for. Right. That's the only thing I can think of. The example is the flyer for recruitment for
Yes,
membership.
that's what comes to mind, and the membership committee actually does review that. So this is pretty in line.
Okay.
All right. Press releases. All press releases for the council shall be issued by DPH and or council staff. All press releases will be disseminated to the full council in a timely fashion. Three, all press releases will be distributed to the council's media contact list, which is maintained by council staff. And four, all press releases will be posted on the council's website in timely fashion.
Is the media contact list the Yahoo list?
No, it is not. I'm not sure that we currently still have a media contact list. But
Might
I'll
have
have
Yahoo on it.
to But I'll have to ask Mark about that. Any changes to this?
Kira, do we, when you, and we haven't done one in a long time, but I'm assuming you would also just post that to the listserv we discussed earlier, right?
That's what I thought they were talking about when I first heard it.
Now, would
For
you,
press releases?
for press releases, would that just be part of what you share out with that listserv?
Typically, so our listserv, the way it functions from what I know is if anyone has any that isn't part of or an official council member, they send in anything they want distributed to that listserv. So I
Right.
don't know that we would go ahead and send along that press release, but I can see it being posted on our website.
Okay. I mean, I'm not sure that everyone checks the website, so why don't you check in with Mark? Because maybe that is press releases should routinely be shared with our listserv as well as I look at the website occasionally, but I would be hard pressed to say I look at it for updates on a regular basis.
Anything else?
Looks good.
All right. I will go ahead and save this and send it along to Mark. All right. And I think that might be it. Yep. Let me stop sharing.
Right. Thank you, Kira, and thank you everyone for your input. So the next meeting will be February, wait,
March.
no, March,
Full
which is
counselor.
the
Yeah,
Steering.
steering.
so no steering. So when is the date coming back?
March
I'm so
19th.
sorry.
It's usually
Oh, that's what
this.
it is, March 19th. I'm
Yeah.
sorry. Instead
February
of
and March have the
February
same days.
dates. So the next steering will be on March 19th from 3 to 4:30. And we'll see you all on Monday for all stuff for the entire meeting. Have a great one.
Thank
Thank
you.
Good
Thanks.
job,
Have a
Irma.
nice
Thank
day.
you.
Bye.
Cat, reach out if you need to.
Will do. Thanks.